Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for joining me tonight, our prophecy night, our prophetic miracles. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all in the switchboard and those that are listening via live. I truly do believe that there's definitely a word from the Lord concerning your life. So I want you to be patient. I will be opening up the switchboard. If you're on Facebook, social media Facebook, you can catch me there at facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page. Lowercase I. Or you can reach me at the ministry site at Prophetic Medical Ministries at gmail.com. I hope everyone is having a wonderful evening. I will be opening up the phone line to area code 702 first. You don't have to give your name. Just be direct and specific and how I could be a blessing to you tonight. This is what I'm here for. And once again, God bless you all. Area code 702. Area code 702.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I am so delighted to be a blessing to you tonight. I know for a fact there's a word from the Lord for you. The moment you open your mouth, God started speaking. How can I be a blessing to your life or and ministry?
If you can intercede on my behalf and what the Lord wants of me right now, that would be great.
Well, I tell you, the first thing that came up was ministry. Are you in ministry now?
I'm involved in ministry, yes.
Okay, I'm going to table it up. I also seem to be involved in pastoralship, too, as well.
Amen.
Okay, and also I see you involved in the music ministry.
Okay.
So that's elevation right there. If you're not a pastor now, you will be before you leave this world. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. What I definitely want you to do is intercede and pray to God on that. If he hasn't showed you that pastoralship in your life, you want to be prayerful to confirm that. Let me tell you what else I see also. I see a broken relationship. What is that?
It's not coming to me at this moment.
That could be sister-brother, immediate friend, past relationship.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Which one it is?
I would say family.
Okay. Well, for the new year of 2016, that relationship is going to be restored on both sides. I don't care what happened. I don't care what was done. But it definitely needs to be rectified and restored back. Maybe not the way it was, but it has to be some sort of change, some sort of restoration.
Okay.
I don't want you to forget that. I don't know how God is going to work that out or how he's going to start that, but that's one area that God is showing me. Also, I see something else. You know how certain employment or certain assignments sometimes they give you like a company vehicle. I see you with a new vehicle. I see you with a new vehicle. It could be a company vehicle, or it could be a car that's going to be given to you by someone else.
Okay.
Okay. Was there anything in that record specific that you wanted to ask yourself?
Just want to see if you see any increase for 2016 financial increase.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you asked me that because I hear the word get wealth. You are already in a position that you might not be aware of, that things are going to come to you. You just have to know how to activate it.
Okay.
And that's going to be for you. I don't see you without. So if you want to change in that area of your life of finance, you have to begin to speak to your seed. Talk to your seed. Tell it what you want to do. Tell it where you want it to go. And tell it how you want it to manifest. So that's going to be a task for you for 2016.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
And thank you. Thank you. And we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I would love to be a blessing into your life as God leads me. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. And thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, God is always moving. He's always doing something. I see my caller got dropped. Hopefully he'll call back in. You know, there's a lot of new things that actually going to take place for 2016. And I'm not here to prophesize that because that's not what God has given me. But as you are calling in and asking your questions, don't be afraid to ask. On an individual level, if God allows me to, I will release that word to you. Now I'm going to open up the line to area code 985. God bless you on this joyous evening. How are you?
Good evening, Prophetess. It's good to speak with you again. It's been a
God
while.
Bless you. That's okay. How are you?
I'm good. In spite of some things, I just was wondering, was there a word from the Lord for me right now? I've been in a season, it seems like I've been in a wilderness season, and I've been in a season that everything that can be shaken has been shaken in my life.
Well, you know what you're going to have to do for the 2016? You have a heart of gold, and it's kind of hard for you to say no. And some things you're going to have to say no on, and some things you're going to have to close, because what has been happening is that after a while, when things constantly feed off from you, it takes away from you. So after a while, if it keeps pulling from you, then you're not stable. And it'll cause open leaks, open cracks, open holes in your life to come in where things are not stable. And you'll find yourself going through a whole bunch of junk. So all of these people and all of these things that you're doing to help people, it comes to a time you have to ask God, Lord, if I'm finished with this person, let it be done so I can move ahead, so I can receive my blessing. Okay? I'm not saying not to help people, but sometimes when you got that yes, yes, yes spirit, I'm telling you, people pull you like a dog will pull you in the street.
Yeah.
And you don't want that for yourself. So that's when them doors go open, when you make a new lease on life and say, okay, what I used to do was so-and-so, so-and-so, If the Father say so, I'm going to have to cut that down. I can't do that no more. And you're going to have to mean it. You're going to have to stick with it. And you're going to have to trust God on it. And most of all, you're going to have to move forward. And sometimes you can't look back, but you're going to look straight ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's true. And also in ministry, woman of God, I encountered some really, I was really, really very active in ministry for a lot of years, and I really encountered some, I encountered some of the nasty and the ugly, and I really been hesitant.
Well, look, honey, let me keep it real for you. On this live broadcast, it was nothing but a bunch of Negroes that was hating and jealous. Okay, I'm just going to keep it real here. What you have to do, if you know for a fact in your heart, in your spirit, and God has confirmed you a position within the church, baby, do it with love. Well, do it with boldness and do it with love. And you got to keep moving forward. Because you can't let that spirit trample you, okay, because they don't want you to do what you have been called to do. So you're going to have to ask God to help you to get over, to overlook all of that so that you can be able to move forward in ministry. What they really have did, they really have killed your ministry. That's all it is killed your ministry. I'm telling you what I see. Okay? So you're going to have to put your big girl drawers on and buckle up and know that God is with you.
Yes.
That's all you need to do, honey. Okay? And when you do that, they're going to come and say, you know, we weren't sure about you, but we made a mistake. You know, you're all right. And they're going to begin to see who God has called you to be.
Amen.
Yes. So you definitely do that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you laughing because sometimes it takes somebody really to tell you what you know that you needed to hear. You know, confirmation.
And I did.
I know you did. So you get back in position and you do what does say the Lord. And do it with boldness and do it with love.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, and thank you for calling in as well, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Prophetess.
Okay.
You be blessed.
God bless you, too. You, too.
Amen.
Well, I know I still got you live. I will disconnect you momentarily. I just ask everyone to be patient with me, you know.
Okay. The Lord is not releasing anything for 2016 for me.
Honey, that's your 2016 right there. That's your 2016 right there. You better flow with it. Yeah, that's your 2016 right there.
I receive.
Yeah, so you just be blessed. But anyway, I know I got you on live. I just asked you to be silent until I can disconnect you. And I want to grab the next caller, which is going to be Erico 504. And I definitely need to speak to you. I tell you, every time the spirit starts jumping, there's always something. Yeah, I like that. Every time the spirit starts jumping, there's always something. You know, but God is. And I do believe that as well. And I thank you, Eric Coles, 905, for your obedience. Well, let me just say this. This is a good thing about when you're flowing prophetically. You know, if there's no interference or any hindrance, then I might question what is being said or what is happening. But if anybody that has been listening to this show, there was one time I couldn't even get the switchboard open to speak to nobody. But the Lord would still have me prophesy His word, and His word still did get out. So I am blessed about that. Okay, area code 905. I think I disconnect you. We're going to grab you right now, area code 504, because we don't want to miss you. God bless you this evening.
Hello?
Yes, area code 504.
Hi, I'm Ashley calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing okay. How I could be a blessing to your life?
And whatever you see, whatever you want to pray, let's pray.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what I see. There's a couple of friends you have around you that you need to get rid of. There's a couple of them. Now, when I say get rid of, I mean that they're not meaning you any good. Okay, you know how you have some people smile on your face and do otherwise? Well, I'm seeing the same thing here, with you. There's a couple of friends that you're with and you need to disconnect with that. I also see that you're having some sort of relationship problem right now. Disagreement. That would be the better word.
To be honest, I am single, and about friends, my circle is small. I just basically be around mostly my church members and my family.
Okay, what about your past? This could be the past as well.
Which past?
Meaning?
Past, you know, years ago?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Ma'am, I've been cut all ties with them. I cut all ties with the family, everybody. I'm a friend of all, and good riddance and good vibes.
Okay.
So the peace, love, and the universe.
Okay. Let me tell you why I brought that up. And for the privacy of all the callers, I brought that up for one reason, because I see the pain, I see the disappointment, and I see the hurt. I also see the bitterness. And I want to say to you that the key element here for you, whether you want to hear it or not, is going to be forgiveness. Now, you might forgive a few, but there's something that you're still holding in certain individuals. And the longer you hold it, it's going to affect who you are and your life. I want you to find whoever you're close to in church that you can trust, that you can sit down and talk to. They might can pray with you. They might can counsel you, whether it's your pastor, whether it's your spiritual mother, spiritual dad in ministry. I want you to curve that up for 2016, because there has been a hold on certain things that should have already been released to you. You don't have a relationship because of that past. There's a lot of things that's going on with you, and it's because of your past. And I want you to gather that back up, and I want you to try to trust and believe God that He can give you a full heart of forgiveness so that you can move forward in life.
Now, I forgave all that, but basically, all right, let go and let God have His way.
And to be honest with you.
To be real honest, but when sometimes you don't get along with your family members and they take the other person's side over their own.
Right. But you're going to have to let.
I don't like that.
Yeah, and you know
I'll
what?
I'll let bygones be bygones. This man ruined my credit with such and such phone company. You say he was going to pay, but he didn't. I say, you know what? I'm let go and let God have His way. I forgave whatever you did to me. Just leave me alone. It seemed like you can't take no for an answer.
Right. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm just speaking for the sake of you. And I know in God's timing, God is still working on you. And I know God's timing, He's going to have His way with you. He's going to have His way with your life. And I'm saying this to you because you can't even give a prophecy concerning you, because all of this clutterness I can see spiritually around you. So my key element is to let you be aware of that, so all of these things can move out the way, so all of the things that God it has called you on this earth to do so that it all can be manifest. Okay? And I believe you said you was in church, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I want you, are you closer to your pastor and the church?
Yes.
Okay. Now is the time to talk to somebody about it. Now is the time.
I'm going to talk to one of my counselors who will be, like, I'm her protege, basically.
Okay. 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 That's what I want you to do, okay?
Okay.
And that's what God gave me for you. All right, and I want you to be encouraged and trust the word of the Lord. You know, maybe for many years. Yes, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Paula. Well, the Lord is so good. I just thank God. And we go 347, you with us?
Yeah. I thank you, praise God, while you're in to be on the air and see what God has for me today.
Well, every call 347, you're such a sweetheart and you're such a sweet spirit. And I know last I spoke with you, you know, God is going to keep his promise that he has over your life. Nothing has changed. You know, God is going to watch over you, and God is going to protect you. And God is going to take care of you. And God is even going to work with your finance for this new year, 2016.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
God.
Yes, God is going to do it. I trust him. I believe him for it. And I know that it's going to happen.
Amen.
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 Amen. Was there anything else?
That's it. God bless you and thank you.
Yes, God bless you. You know what? I'm actually waiting for one more caller. I don't know who it is, but I know it's one more person that God wants me to talk to. My prayer that if they're listening live and God will put it on their heart that they need to call into the show. Let me just share this with you. One of the worst things that we can do as human beings is walk around with our past. It's one thing to walk around with your past because of joy, because of positive things that God has done in your life. And then there's another thing to walk around with your past and you're bitter, you're scarred, you're wounded, or you hurt. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Jesus Christ forgave all of us that is listening tonight, who are we not to forgive who have hurt us? And I can tell you for my life that I have been through many things, that certain things that people done, they should simply be cut off and kicked to the curb. And I'm being very honest about this. But who am I to cut someone off and kick them to the curb if Christ didn't cut us off and kick us to the curb? Okay? And one of the biggest things that we deal with as Christians is that our heart is messed up for forgiveness. Truth be told, forgiveness really starts with you. When you can't forgive yourself, you're not going to be able to forgive somebody else. And you will walk around with that bitter spirit, which is still a witchcraft spirit, and your life is jacked up. And I'm going to tell you something. This is my first time that God has allowed me to prophetically speak and couldn't give a prophecy to my caller because of the unforgiveness and the bitterness she had. Now, this is a concern because we're not talking about somebody from the world, nor is we talking about the caller. We're talking about somebody who's a Christian. The church is not a hospital. If you can find it biblically, email me on Facebook. Email me. If you got scriptures, if you got texts to show me, the church is not a hospital. The church was supposed to be a place where the wounded and the brokenhearted can come and receive sound doctrine. But we don't got sound doctrine. We got doctrine now. Okay? Well, somebody said, well, that's just like a hospital. No, it's not. No, it's not. The church was supposed to be a camping ground for the world, for the people of the world to be able to come and to be able to know about Christ and be able to be in a position that whatever they was going through, that they could come to the church and know that not only they can hear the word, but the word will keep them and save them. We can't do that because we're medicating the Christians when the people from the world need the medication more. There's a problem somewhere. And the problem simply is, and I'm going to close with this, the problem is that the world has circulated into the church. That's the problem. Sometimes you can't tell the outside world from the church. Well, somebody say, well, my church is not like that. God bless you, baby. Let heaven smile upon you. Make sure you share the word in the location of where your church is at, and somebody who don't have a home can have a home and come and be healed and be delivered. Got a problem. They got a problem. And it's time to face it. That's why I like to keep things real. Because if I fake the funk, I'm just like everybody else, compromising the word of God, sugarcoating the word of God. Can't sugarcoat the word of God. Baby, read it, and it's just the good part. The big part is living it, okay? Living it, okay? And you can give me all the scriptures in the world, but the biggest thing is living it, okay? Get yourself together. Get yourself together. Be bold, but do it with love. Do what God has called you to do. If you're jacked up from the floor, repent. Ask God to clean you up. That's all. Ask God to clean you up. Lord, I'm a mess. I have come short of your glory. Father, clean me up. And God will clean you up. God will clean you up. There's an attack on my life every day to kill me. Every day. If I give in to it, it will take me out. But you still got to fight. And you fight with every power that God has given you. And you go forth and do what God says. See, people who just want a word is just going to get that. But when you take acknowledgement to the prophecy that's given, then you receive revelation, and there's a difference. God can pull me from this broadcast next week, next month. I don't know when, but I'm going to come here and do what does say the Lord, and more importantly, I'm going to say what does say the Lord. So with that being said, God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. And if you have a beef with somebody, ask God to clear your heart. Ask God to help you. Ask God to change your thoughts. Ask God to change your ways. And then pray for the person that you got a beef with. Okay? Because you ain't going to make it to heaven. This is what these people don't understand. You think there's a section for forgiveness and unforgiveness? Yeah, there's a section, hell and heaven. But there's not a section in heaven. You think on the throne, God got a section for Christian people who don't want to unforgive, we got to get it together. I didn't come to preach. I came to give you the word of God. And with that being said, God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live for another prophetic miracle. God bless you all.